So what we'd have been talking about is the aspects of Kol HaTikun Rabbanan Kein, the Reis HaTikun, in the Rambam's entire presentation of the Simcha of Purim, Klapei Simchas Yom Tov, in terms of the Yisr Hesped V'Tainis coming first, and the affirmative dimensions. We talked about the idea of Ein Simcha Lo Bebasar V'Yayin, expresses itself in the Su'uda. We talked about the Matanos Le'Avyonim as well, having a dual component to them, namely that, of course, there's a din of Tadaka, V'Chay V'Chalik Aniyim, Abimei Apurim and Vein Rishanin Mos Purim Tzedakah Acharas Chomi Shaposhet Yado. And then the Rambam says, but don't think that this is a separate din of tzedakah, because Ein Sham Timcha Gedolim Bufuara Ela Sameach Lev Aniyim Umlalim Shenamer Lahachios Ruach Shvalim Lahachios Lev Nidkayim. A pasuk he only quotes one more time, as we saw in Hilchos Matanos Aniyim. The Rambam takes the position that even if a person is incapable of giving in the financial sense, right, or the Mishay Garbani Oilo, certainly can't degrade and denigrate, and one has to, absolutely has to, you know, av berachamim, bedvarim, dvarim rakim, you have to console the person, etc. So that was, if you plug that back into Hilchos Megillah, you know, what you find is a very important point, that what the Rambam is really trying to, you know, drive at here, and I think this is such a powerful, powerful idea, is that the dimension of Matanos Savyonim is really separate from the Chayv L'Chalek L'Aniyim B'Yom HaPurim. It's about giving them spirit more than anything else, right? And that's why it's associated Dafka and Hilchos Matanos Aniyim, but you don't have anything financial to give, but you have hope to give, or if I could put it in the parlance of Purim Gufa V'Nahafolchu, that's really the essence of Inayim Shalaniyim Nisuos B'Mikra Megillah. Okay. So back to the Ram Hilchos Yom Tov. So we already talked about the beginning of the Yisr Hesped V'Tainis, and then there's an affirmative aspect as well. Aval Bisha Simcha Amur Kani Karben Shalom Mekmo Shana Mivarim Hilchos Chagiyesh B'Chal Eisa Simcha Lismo Chuvanu B'nei Veso Kol Echad Kerei Lo Keitzar Ektani Nosim Lem Klayos Vagoz In Mekdanos Nashim Kano Begadim Dach Shritim Daim Kifim Amono V'Nashim Olchim Basar Shosin Yayin Shin Simcha L'Basar V'in Simcha L'Vayayin Sholcho V'Shosa Chayv L'Hachil La'Ger La'Yasem L'Amana. There they are popping up. Imshar ha'aniyim ha'umlalim. So the Rambam, right, had to figure out, if it's really called the Tikkun Rabban, Kein D'Reis Tikkun, he had to figure out an outlet for the Ger L'Yasam Yalmana by Purim, right? So the Rambam didn't exactly put it into the Su'uda as much, so the Su'uda is buttressed by the din of Matanos Avyonim, right? It's part of the same broader rubric of Simchas Purim. Now, a thought, just a kol echad ve'echad, Kerai lo. So that is a very important idea. And that has to do with the fact that Simcha Ephraim is what kind of a mitzvah? Why is it Kalechad Ve'achad Kerai lo? Exactly. There's the Kiyum is a Kiyum Shebalev, right? It's a state of a person feeling that they uniquely are Lifnei Hashem. But that's going to be different for different people. So there's going to be different externals that trigger that feeling internally. So if you got Ezra season tickets to the Boston Celtics, right? So that would generate a profound inner state of simcha. So he could watch Jason Tatum, emerge as an MVP level type player. Shiloteish miyagdolam eriya. And that's why it's necessarily differentiated. I pointed out in the past that the Rambam was choser from his Perish HaMishnayos in this regard. In the Perish HaMishnayos, the Rambam has the kernel of the idea, but you see here he was a young man, so perhaps he didn't have as much experience, in terms of the Das of Nashim. So there the Rambam says that in terms of the Chiyuv of, Adam L'Sameach Banuv Bnei Beiso, what do you have to do for Nashim in the Perish HaMishnayos? Klayos V'Gosim. So here the Rambam did tshuva, and you could say the tshuva gemura, because he even goes beyond the Gemara. The Gemara Masechta Pesachim Koftes says Zirenashim Birai Lahen. So in Bavel they had different styles in Eretz Yisrael, Big Day Pishtan versus Big Day Tzivonim. So the Rambam says that's not enough either, right? That's you have to tachshitim. And if you know anything about women's attire, so tachshitim are going to take you to a different bracket, different order of magnitude than begadim. So you see here the Rambam, he was about tshuva gemura in this respect. Okay. Yeah, very good. So kshuocho v'shosu chayv l'hachil ger yosin l'almanu imsharni ma'am lolim. Avo mishin neil datos chatzera v'ilcho v'shosu upanu v'ishto v'inu machal mashkel aniyim l'maray nefesh. not just aniyim, but marei nefesh. That's what the Rambam means by umbalim. That's what the Rambam meant when he talked about evyonim, right? The person who's not going to reach out to those who are brokenhearted, einzo simchas mitzvah l'simchas kreso, it can undermine the entire thing. Aleilu nemar zivchem glachmonim lahem kol chavi tamu ki lachmam l'nafsham, because they only worry about themselves. Lachmam l'nafsham v'simcha kazo kalon hi lahem, it is a denigration to them. Shenemar v'zevrisi peresh al pneichem peresh chageichem. Okay, that it becomes a kalon. For the individuals, you know, who imagine that this is, you know, a simcha, it's a source of shame, just like if a person literally had excrement. That was the daf that we had yesterday in Megillah, like Haman chafel beso avel v'chafoy rosh, chafoy rosh, because of what his daughter did him. So he would have identified with this pasuk, because Eresi perish al paneichem. He had experienced that in a very direct way, according to the Agadita. So I just wanted to, you know, hold it up here for a second today by making the following diuk before we conclude with the last few lines of the Rambam tomorrow. So the Rambam was talking about Misha Dol Daltos Chatzero, and he's only worried about being Misameach Banav Uvei Beiso. So that's not Simchas Mitzvah, that's Simchas Kreiso. Okay. And then the Rambam felt the need, for whatever reason, you know, you would think that would be enough, but the Rambam felt the need to go even further and say, it's not just that it wasn't the Kiyum the Mitzvah, it was Simchas Kreiso. All he was doing was, you know, having a hedonistic experience, but the Rambam felt the need to say, no, it's not just that you weren't Mekayim, right, because it's Simchas Kreiso and not Simchas Mitzvah, but the Rambam feels the need to say it's Kalon Hilahem, that it's an actively negative thing to do. Whereas the Hava Mina was, okay, so maybe I wasn't Mekai in the Mitzvah of Simcha, because it wasn't Machil, the Ger, the Yasam, and the Almana. So here the Rambam says, no, it's not just that, you know, you failed in terms of Kum Va'ase, but what you actually did was a negative, right? It's not zero, it's negative. Right, and that's something that we have to explore further in the Rambam. Why is the Rambam so convinced of that? That if a person is no el daltas chatzero and is only worried about their family, so it's an active negative. Okay, and that's something that is not obvious, right? Because if you're coming from the perspective that we started with in Hilchos Megillah, of eid sham simcha gedora l'mufuara l'sameach leiv aniyim umlalim, shenamar l'hachios ruach shvam l'hachios leiv nidkam. So you could have said, okay, so I didn't do it. I failed. I wasn't really Mekayim, the mitzvah sase. But when the Rambam says kalon, right, that it's a denigration, it's a shame, as if a person was walking around with peresh al paneichem, so that needs to be understood a little further. So God willing, tomorrow, what I want to try to do is to understand why the Rambam took, right, not just the, you accomplished Efes, but it's worse than that, okay? It's worse than that. I think that this is a critical point in the Rambam, and hopefully as we continue on, we'll try to appreciate exactly a parallel to this, an analogy to this in the world of, let's say, Arayos, in the world of Shichrus, let's say, and then we'll see that, you know, when it comes to Simcha, it's actually like a zero-sum game. That is to say, either you're Mekayim, and if you're not Mekayim, then what happened is an active negative. That Simcha is a very powerful emotion, but it's very hard for it to be a neutral one, as employed in halacha. So that's a subtle point that I want to try to bring out through a number of further diukim in Shitas HaRambam. Okay.